And now, he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body. Federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't have a dog in this fight tonight between the Browns and the Broncos. But I had hoped it was going to be a chance to see how good Mayfield was going to be, even though he's injured. Well, he's not going to play. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've been following this, and you've been following the line, too.
And it is moving. It is trending towards the Broncos, but the Browns are still a 1.5-point favorite over the Denver Broncos tonight. And you might ask, well, why is it moving so much? It was 3.5. Now it's down to 1.5. Typically, you might see a point and a half move, but it's moved 2 points already because Baker Mayfield, he injured his non-throwing shoulder last week in a game, and he's definitely been ruled out. So Case Keenum, who has started over 50 games in the NFL, he's got a 27-35 record as a starting quarterback, so he does have a record of some success. He's going to be under center for the Browns, but the Browns are also going to be without not one, but their two top running backs, and that is their thing. That is the offense runs through Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. They are both going to be missing tonight, too, and there's some other injuries, some wide receiver. Landry is questionable, so the Browns are really banged up, but they are hosting Thursday night football for the Broncos. They have Teddy Bridgewater under center, and they are fairly healthy at this time, as you could be in the NFL after 6 weeks of getting banged up. So it should be an interesting game, but basically we have a backup quarterback against a person that's been on several teams, and I guess a lot of people would consider him an average quarterback.
Yeah. He's never really established himself as one of the great quarterbacks of our time.
No.
Well, we'll be watching. It'll be interesting. But God, I was hoping to see Mayfield. Oh well. Gentleman Jim Dallas, he'll be along for the ride. And by the way, he'll be joining us November 1st. Yeah, he will be. Mm-hmm. It's going to be big. November 1st. This is going to be so much fun. Noon to 3, we make the move for Live and Local. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, just check the traffic cams, and that bridge reconstruction work continues to cause delays as you try to work your way through the downtown freeways right now. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, you're backed up all the way to US 95 southbound at Rancho. 515 eastbound at Eastern, also only two lanes available through there. You're bumper to bumper, and you're sluggish on that transition ramp. Those leaving Interstate 15 north, merging over to all that construction to the 515 east. Slow on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie, touch and go through there, and do expect some reduced speeds there on Interstate 15. Southbound at Sahara, and Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders football continuing to go through practice. Four players missing practice on Wednesday. Tight end Nick Bowers, defensive tackle Quentin Jefferson, safety Dallin Leavitt, and tight end Darren Waller. Only two of them, though, were due to injury. Bowers with a neck issue, and then Leavitt with a quad issue, as Jefferson and Waller were not given injury designations. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they lose to the Blues yesterday by a 3-1 score. They're now 1-2-0. They get back at it tomorrow night when they are set to play host to the Edmonton Oilers. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
I need a laptop that helps me work remote from Charleston, or Charlotte, or wherever I am this week.
It's possible.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible, because Staples Connect has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And now get up to $200 off select laptops, like the HP Pavilion with Intel i7 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/23, limit 2, in-store only.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on specials for cooler weather, like cute boots and booties starting at $27.99. And warm new coats for all, 50 to 60% off. And get cafe-style coffee at your fingertips with select Nespresso bundles for only $124.99. Now at Macy's. Plus, get your Macy's order faster when you pick up curbside or in-store. Or try same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you listen to this program on a regular basis, you know that we talk a lot about our kids and about their future and about their education. And one of the things that I just absolutely drove me nuts in the last week or so, and that is the Department of Justice memorandum on school board parents and essentially painting them as domestic terrorists, and that the Department of Justice would go after these people. And I find it fascinating to listen to people like Merrick Garland, the Attorney General. He was on Capitol Hill today before the House Judiciary Committee, and he tried to walk back the Department of Justice memorandum on school board parents as domestic terrorists. I want you to listen to Merrick Garland and listen how he tries to walk this back. Oh, it's not. Oh, no, 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 no. Here is Merrick Garland, the Attorney General.
No one has the right to be violent or threaten violence. And if anyone does that, they can be dealt with by security or by local law enforcement. But we don't need the vast power of the federal government throwing its weight around. We don't need you, your Justice Department, or the FBI trampling on the rights of American parents who just want the best possible education for their children. So, Mr. Attorney General, let me ask you this. According to the Sarasota Herald Tribune, one example of a so-called terrorist incident was a parent merely questioning whether school board members had earned their high school diplomas. Now, that might have been rude, but does that seem like an act of domestic terrorism that you or your Justice Department ought to be investigating?
Absolutely not, and I want to be clear. The Justice Department supports and defends the First Amendment right of parents to complain as vociferously as they wish about the education of their children, about the curriculum taught in the schools. That is not what the memorandum is about at all, nor does it use the words domestic terrorism or Patriot Act. Like you, I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
Thank you. I'm nearly out of time, so let me just conclude with this. We ought to be encouraging parents to be actively involved in the education of their children. After all, if our children are to be competitive with the children of Japan and South Korea and India and, yes, China, for tomorrow's jobs, they better be getting a top-notch education in this country. Let's support and welcome parental involvement, not use the vast powers of federal law enforcement to target parents as domestic terrorists.
Good point. Good point. Merrick Garland trying to walk it back, but it's hard to do. The proverbial horse is out of the barn. The genie is out of the bottle. When you start talking about parents as a potential domestic terrorist, just because they're complaining about the education that their kids are getting, critical race theory and things like that. To me, this is all a thing where they want to control the parents. And trust me, as Aaron Phillips with Power to Parents always tells me, there's a hell of a lot more of us than there are of them. Talking about school board members, board of trustees here in Nevada. There are a hell of a lot more of us than there are of them. The teachers union, you know, folks like that. It's sad that we have to be taking up time in Congress on this, but the fact is we do, because you can't be labeling parents going to school board meetings. We want them to go to school board meetings. Am I right? We want them to go to school board meetings. That's a part of what we're talking about. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly. 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
Business owners, this is Pat Casal, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time, when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Temperatures are dropping, but prices are skyrocketing. Nevada housing costs are soaring. Rents up 34%, costing families over $430 a month. It's an inflation tax, raising prices on gas and groceries. And Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's spending spree will make things worse. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Cortez Masto are pushing for trillions more in spending and higher taxes to pay for it all. Crushing Nevada small businesses, sending prices higher on almost everything you buy, trillions in new spending, and a long list of higher taxes, even on people making minimum wage. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542. Tell her we can't afford Speaker Pelosi's outrageous tax and spend agenda. Tell her to oppose the current reconciliation bill. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend edition of Live and Local. This is bizarre. We've been talking a lot about this governor's race in Virginia, and I understand a lot of people say, well, what's the big deal? The fact is that if Glenn Youngkin can eke out a victory in the Commonwealth of Virginia, it's going to be a bellwether state. And it's going to tell us a lot about what's going to happen in the midterms. If Terry McAuliffe wins, he's bringing in, I think, Obama and other big heavy hitters into the Commonwealth of Virginia. If he ends up winning, that certainly will bode well for Democrats. If he loses, then anything can happen. Now, Glenn Youngkin is pinning most of his hopes on education, and in fact, he was on Fox News Channel and talked about how education is really a primary issue in Virginia in the governor's race. Let's go to cut three. This is Glenn Youngkin, who is challenging Terry McAuliffe for the governor's race in Virginia.
First of all, Loudoun County has been ground zero. Been ground zero for a long time about what's happened in education. But it's the culmination of what's been going on since Terry McAuliffe was governor. He lowered the standards in our school. He wants to keep parents out of the loop. I mean, he said parents don't have a role in their kids' education. He wants government between parents and kids. And all of a sudden, parents last night came and they heard from me a very clear vision.
He said you took him out of context.
Yeah. He said to the nation, parents don't have a role in their kids' education, and then he doubled, tripled, and quadrupled down on it. And so now he sees that parents are rejecting this. And oh, by the way, parents are rejecting the notion that he's going to call on his friend Joe Biden and have the FBI come and try to silence them. I mean, these are our kids. And Virginia has a fundamental right inscribed in our code that parents have a right to be deeply engaged in their kids' education. Terry McAuliffe's on the wrong side of this issue. He knows it. He wants government to control our children, and parents aren't having any part of it.
Yesterday, during your campaign rally, you said you want a full investigation. Why?
But what's happened in Loudoun County, first of all, could happen across Virginia. And what happened in Loudoun County was that the school board, and oh, by the way, the Commonwealth's attorney tried to cover up a sexual assault in a school, and then they quietly moved the offender to another school, and it happened again. He sexually assaulted another young woman. So there's absolutely gross negligence here. And rather than the Justice Department investigating parents who are standing up for their children, the Justice Department should be investigating the Loudoun County School Board and the Commonwealth's attorney. And oh, by the way, our attorney general currently has a job to do, which is to stand up for families and parents in this exact moment. And what's he doing? Running around Virginia, running a divisive campaign and not doing his job. He should do his job and do a full investigation, because what's going to happen next? We're going to wake up and have another headline? This is not right, and our kids can't wait.
Well, when you're talking about what they need to have special counsels for, investigating parents, you know, school board parents, is not the answer. What we do need is a Hunter Biden special counsel. In fact, let's see if we squeeze cut four in before we go to break, because Steve Ducey had Professor Jonathan Turley on Fox and Friends this morning. I found it fascinating as they went through the litany of why we need a Hunter Biden special counsel. This is cut four. This was from this morning. Go.
So Hunter Biden revealed in the last couple of months that, yeah, I'm under federal investigation for tax and stuff like that. So if they shared a bank account, he with the current president of the United States, you would think that in ordinary times they would be looking into the president's finances as well.
Yeah, this undermines much of what the president has said, but it's not the first time. You know, the president has repeatedly said he has no knowledge, no involvement in these investments. That has been contradicted by witnesses and emails. He is referred to in some emails as the big guy, and some of those emails indicate an actual percentage cut was discussed for now President Biden. With these disclosures, we have accounts being used to pay both Hunter and Joe Biden, and money being reimbursed to Hunter Biden from an individual associated with a company called Rosemont Seneca. Right. Now, that's a company that has been tied to payments from China and Russia. And so this is getting more and more serious. The question is why the Justice Department hasn't considered the appointment of a special counsel. You know, even we know there's a criminal investigation going on into the tax issues, possible money laundering. But there's also serious questions about whether the Biden family conducted an extensive influence peddling operation involving not just Hunter, but his uncle and potentially the President of the United States. And what a special counsel can do is produce a report. And we're really in a position where we need an independent report to be done. Because, Steve, if you remember, back in the day, people like Adam Smith, Schiff said, this is all Russian disinformation.
Right.
And a bunch of former intelligence officials says, this is coming out of the Kremlin. All that was untrue.
And it was. I wonder if sometime during the 90 minutes, I think it's 90 minutes, that President Biden is going to be sitting down with CNN and a bunch of voters for a town hall. I wonder if this will come up at all. And if it does come up, will it be a hard-hitting question? Will there be a follow-up? Or will it just be the same old drivel? Or will CNN choose to ignore the story? You tell me. It sounds to me like this is going to be another bunch of softballs. Thanks for taking my question, Mr. President. Here's a guy with 37% approval rating. Oh, it's going to be awful. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera. News 3 live at 11.
Raiders fans, announcing Terrible's Game Day giveaway. Enter for your chance to shop, scratch, and score a $1,000 Raiders shopping spree during every game day. Here's your play call. Run a slant route to the nearest participating Terrible Chevron location on Raiders game days. Catch a scratch card and enter your unique code in the Terrible Social House app. And you could score that week's $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Terrible's, your only place to shop, scratch, and score. Visit Terribles.com for more details.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition. Believe it or not, we got, UNLV football. A homecoming game, I think, and we'll talk more about that probably in our next hour. One thing I do want to get into, though, and that is that it just disgusts me. The woman that was raped on a Upper Darby, PA, what they call SEPTA, SEPTA, Market Frankford elevated train. She was raped. And other riders in the car were looking on, did not call 911, and instead many of them pulled out their cell phone and filmed it. Now, I don't know about you, and I know that in the situation, all of us might react differently, but I just got to tell you, I think I would have stepped forward and gotten a couple of people to pull the guy off the woman. I mean, I realize there is a threat of bodily harm, but there are some times when you just have to do something. I mean, even Superintendent Timothy Bernhardt of the Upper Darby Police Department said the assault was captured on surveillance video. He was shocked after watching the footage that showed other riders on the train at the time, and none of them stopped the attack or called the police. They did make an arrest After the westbound train arrived at the station, both SEPTA and Upper Darby employees said it appears from surveillance video that other riders on the train could have called 911 to alert police, but did not. Well, I mean, I'm just curious what you would have done. I want to believe that I would have stepped forward. Would I put my life on the line for some perfect stranger? Probably. I think I would have. Again, you get in the situation, and maybe you wouldn't have. But I got to tell you, you see a woman being raped, you would at least try and distract the guy, pull the guy off, hit him in the head with your briefcase.